Watcher. It's Mike Wynn with this week's Thrill Enjoyment of Jazz. Welcome. We'll start with the very last track from a double CD called The Australian Suite.
Thank you.
Guitarist Tony Barnard wrote all of the music for the Australian suite to celebrate his native land, and the titles of the 24 songs are mainly creepy crawlies and other indigenous nasty things that live there, often looking cuddly but aren't, plus some of the more famous sites and landmarks. The lineup is actually of two groups, one British musos and recorded in London, the other Aussies recorded in Sydney, and the groups vary from quartet to sextet, apart from two, one a guitar solo by Barnard himself, and this lovely solo piano piece, Hymn for Australia. The pianist is Jim Watson, a Brit, recorded August 2012. This song is atypical of the rest of the suite. I loved every number. Next, Lester Young, Prez, in December 56. Many would argue that by 56, Lester Young's best playing days were behind him, but even a tired Prez is well worth listening to. Here in his 47th year, and remember, he died before his 50th birthday, his health was fading, but this local trio, the house band at Olivia's Patio in Washington, D.C., all in their 20s, inspired Prez, and much of their output in this week-long residency was luckily for us recorded. Bill Potts piano, Norman Williams bass, and Jim Lucht drums. The song These Foolish Things had long been a Lester Young fave, this particular version having a little bit of Two Sleepy People at the end. And here's another jazz legend.
Thank you. This is something I wrote for Benny Goodman's orchestra in the 30s. It's an old standard now called Roll 'em.
another of jazz's all-time greats, Mary Lou Williams, pianist, composer and arranger, on this live recording at the Keystone Corner, April 77, a two-week gig. This was the last evening, May the 8th, 77. She often performed a song, a medley, called The History of Jazz, according to Mary Lou, where she gives a glorious six-minute romp from spirituals to ragtime to blues to Kansas City swing to bebop. And you're right, one day I must play that for you, as she did a version of that history on this occasion. Instead, we heard her own compo, Rollum, Larry Gale's bass, and he was brilliant, Eddie Marshall drums. Talking of bop, here's Bop Mountain. from a double Fresh Sound CD, Chet Baker and crew at the Forum Theatre. It's the complete recording. The quintet performed at this LA landmark for three nights at the end of July 56. I say quintet on the song we've just heard, A Night on Bop Mountain, a Kai Winding compo. Bill Loughborough is added with Chromatic Timpani. The quintet itself is trumpeter Chet Baker as leader, Phil Urso tenor, Bobby Timmons piano, Jimmy Bond bass and Peter Lippman drums. Chet was just back from a long European tour, the one where his pianist Dick Thwartzik died of a drug overdose in Paris. Despite that tragedy, the tour continued, and such was Chet's popularity across Europe that it was extended from its initially organised 4 months to 8 months. But it did mean that when Chet arrived back in New York in April 56, his popularity in the US had declined owing to his absence. This US tour that included those Keystone Corner sessions soon put that right. Stacey Kent is rapidly becoming our house singer.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand and nothing, oh, nothing is going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come. Spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there. Yes, I will. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud. Soon you'll hear me knocking. Just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call. Cold. They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, but don't you let them call out my name. And you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Summer or fall, all you got to do. friend.
The fabulous Carole King song, You've Got a Friend, forever associated with James Taylor. But I must say, Stacey Kent's rendition runs that Taylor classic close. David Newton piano, Colin Oxley guitar, David Chamberlain bass, Matt Holm drums. Stacey's husband, Jim Tomlinson on tenor, sits out that number. I've got this on a compilation CD by Candid called, ha ha, Candid Moments. Yes, it's big band time. Big-ish. From Ellington's April 58 recorded Columbia LP, recorded at the famous Converted Church on 30th Street in Manhattan, and called The Cosmic Scene. The LP's contents and a couple of alternate takes have since been reissued on CD. That was Jones, a Clark Terry Duke Ellington collaboration, named after one of the Duke's former band boys and valet, Richard M. Jones, Jonesy or Bowdin, who had been employed by Ellington from 27 until Jonesy died in 46. Tenor giant Paul Gonzalez took the solo. This is only a nine-piece band, not the full orchestra. And as well as Ellington and Gonzalez, Clark Terry flugelhorn, Quentin Jackson, John Sanders, Britt Woodman trombones, Jimmy Hamilton clarinet, Jimmy Woody bass, Sam Woodyard drums. Next, a bassist-led trio. Recorded in Monster, Holland in October 86, David Williams is the bassist and leader, his first recording as a leader. It's really the then-current Cedar Walton Trio, Walton piano and Billy Higgins drums. But Walton graciously gives Williams not only the title of leader, but allows the bassist to genuinely lead the recording session. We've just heard a Thelonious Monk compo, Let's Call This. Why not? Let's jump for joy. 1941, Duke Ellington wrote a 30-song review called Jump for Joy. Sadly, it only ran for 3 months at the Mayan Theatre in L.A., July to September 41. Duke's son Mercer and Billy Strayhorn helped create the music, and the title song, Jump for Joy, really captures that joyous mood. In fact, this 3-month run of the review was well attended, but it did cause controversy as it championed civil rights. And we're talking, of course, about 1941. On this occasion, May 1990 in Barcelona, it's recorded by altoist Herb Geller, with support from Kenny Drew piano, Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen bass and Mark Taylor drums. And that was just one song on a 5-song medley of Ellington Strayhorn compos on this Fresh Sound album called Birdland Stomp. Here's a group I've always liked, despite their awful name, The Quartet Très Bien. From a Decca LP recorded in L.A. April 67, the Quartet Très Bien, a group that lasted with no lineup changes at all for 10 years, from 1960 to 69. Jetta Thompson piano, Richard Simmons bass, Albert St. James drums, and Albert's brother Percy on percussion. And he did make a huge difference, Percy, that is. Next, one of our fave songs, Softly as in a Morning Sunrise. Thank you. Sigmund Romberg and Oscar Hammerstein II's glorious Softly as a Morning Sunrise, written in 1928 for an operetta of theirs, The New Moon, and here recorded in Hollywood, California, Feb 1986. The resultant LP is entitled Angel Wings, subtitled Jack Sheldon and His West Coast Friends. Sheldon, trumpet, and a very underrated muso, I think. Art Pepper, alto. Milcho Leviev, piano. Tony Dumas, bass. And Carl Burnett, drums. Next, Fred Kaz. Very crackly Atlantic LP. Sorry, hadn't realised it was quite as bad as that. Fred Kaz's one and only LP as the leader. It's called Eastern Exposure, his jazz infused with Near Eastern influences, although Kaz had never been to the Near, Middle or Far East. Kaz piano, Victor Sproul's bass, and Roger van der Scheid drums. That was One White Whale, recorded in New York, March 1960. Kaz went on to become, for 24 years, the musical director of the Second City Playhouse on the West Coast, where he played piano to accompany whatever the improvisational revue artists were performing at that time. And if he, Kaz, felt that they were losing impetus, he would take control and pianistically lead them. Next up, the Belgian Big Band.
Thank you.
recorded, inevitably, in Brussels, the Belgian big band conducted by Sardi, who also did all the arrangements. October 72, a 16-piece big band. Guitarist Jean Blaton is the leader, and he had been a professional racing driver in his youth under the name of Jean Berlet. All Belgian musos and all first class. We heard The Second Time Around. Let's go out this week with Milt Buckner on organ, Gene Red vibes, Bill Willis bass, Phil Paul drums. It's another crackly old LP, I'm afraid. It's on Bethlehem, recorded in Cincinnati, March 63. And it's that Lieber and Stoller fave, Kansas City. As always, huge thanks for listening and really hope you can rejoin me, Mike Wynn, next week, same time, same place, for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care, be well.